Hilton said we were harassed and we knocked out a bridge or two up there.
Oh.
And the boat was out there. Now, the truth of it is, we were harassed. We had knocked out a bridge. We had knocked out some supplies.
We shouldn't be telling anybody.
Well, you don't know. That gave them an excuse. In other words, I had all I needed when they started shooting at our ships out 60 miles. There's no reason saying that a week before we had done so-and-so. So we called him up and told him, I said that.
Now, that's what we've got to watch in the campaign. I've got Jim Rowe, who's a pretty good boy. Yes?
Congressman Bob Jones on 9-3.
Bob?
Mr. President?
How are you, my friend?
Fine, how are you?
Pretty good.
Mr. President?
Yes, sir.
I've done a lot of soul searching. I've got reassurances from everybody in the world that I can vote against this bill. My conscience won't let me. I'm going to vote for the bill.
Well, don't do it now, Bob, if that's going to get you in trouble.
Well, hell, I can't be in more trouble than I'm already in, so I'm just not going to let my conscience prick me voting against the bill for that great back.
Well, you're a great man, and I'll put my stock in on you, and whenever they move in you, you can get lots of reinforcements, my friend.
I've told everybody that I wouldn't. But I'm telling you now that I am going to vote for that bill against all amendments and play it all the way.
Well, I hope that it doesn't hurt you, and we'll try not to, and if it does, we'll put our stack in behind you. If you get beat, me and you and Thornstein will just go and live together.
I tell you what, if it hurts me, just prick me a little bit.
God bless you, Bob. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. President.